me. Welcome to Wednesday evening. It's the Twang Trust. Yes. The only show that brings you both kinds of music. Holly and Jolly. Yeah, they sound similar there. But if you notice, there is a subtle difference. And yes. Plenty of seasonal treats for you tonight here on the Twang Trust. Let's go. Wait. Don't change the channel yet. Yes, we're going to play lots of Christmas music, but no, it's not. It's not Jingle Bells and Frosty the Snowman. No. It's Christmas music unlike any you've heard, and we'll probably fit in some non-seasonal stuff too. So don't worry. It all starts. Wow, it starts like sooner than soon. Like right about. Oh, I don't know about now.
Down.
There's some good music to roll down the window to your sled and let the wind blow back your hair by, huh? Yes, indeed. Marah from the album 20,000 Streets Under the Sky. And you might think, well, with that, that Stu's going to have one of them Blanco Brothers on the show tonight, as he promised last week. Well, next week, actually, we're going to do that. But that was just such a great opening. I couldn't wait. We might do it again next week. But anyways, that was, of course, Freedom Park from the, well, it's not the most recent Marah anymore. It's like three albums ago, for Pete's sake. They got a brand new one out, a live one, and then they got the one before that, and then they had this one. And before that, what was that, you ask? Well, them same gals that are doing the shimmy, shimmy, cocoa bopping throughout Freedom Park there and featured right at the end, that's the Shalitas. They have their very own brand new Christmas EP out. And from it, we heard a little thing called the Shalitas Chant. We'll talk more about the Shalitas and exactly who they are when we get one of them Blancos on the phone next week. In a nutshell, the Shalitas are sort of like the GTOs to Marah's Mothers of Invention, if you know what that means. And if you don't, well, tune in next week and find out more. What the heck? Why don't we hear something else from this Shalitas EP? Why don't we? Yes, here's one. Oh, you'll remember this one. You'll remember this one from the Brudas. Yes, this time it's from the sisters.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, baby. I don't want to fight tonight with... Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight. Merry Christmas, I don't wanna fight tonight with you. Time for breaking each other's hearts. Where is Santa at his sleigh? Tell me, why is it always this way? Where is Rudolph? Where is Blitzen, baby? Merry Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All the children are tucked in their beds. Sugar plum fairies dancing in their heads. Snowball fighting, it's so exciting, baby. Time for breaking each other's hearts.
Car, we get to go out last night. drink on Christmas Day.
But nothing's fucking open because it's Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, you could really use a toe. The naughty brown mopsy doesn't even know you smoke.
So drink a 20-sixer on the 25th. Wait for Boxing Day and return the shitty gift. Not only can you find out what the silly guys are paying, you can buy another bottle for New Year's Day.
Dad's not feeding Mom on Christmas Day. It's his only gift to her that year anyway.
It's a wonderful life, it's on TV.
But that guy's pathetic, like don't seem so wonderful to me.
So drink a 20-sixer on the 25th. Wait for Boxing Day and return the shitty gifts. Not only can you find out what the silly guys are paying, you can buy another bottle for New Year's Day.
I'm going back to England on Christmas Day.
Where it's racist and revolting in every way.
The liquor flows freely on Christmas Day.
And we'll all get bombed
by the IRA.
Cousin Vinny's out on bail for Christmas Day.
And years of good behavior last the day.
He loved a little girl in that old-fashioned way.
Found her body by the river where she tried to get away.
Pencil Test. Ever heard of Pencil Test? No, me neither. But that's who that was. There you are. That's from the album Santa's Got a GTO Rodney on the Rock's favorite Christmas songs. That clocked in at number 8 in the Stylus magazine list of the top 10 best Christmas albums of all time. How about that, huh? We also heard the title track in there from the Ramonas, Santa's Got a GTO. And in between those two, we heard Carol and Mark from the Team Mint Christmas Volume 2. Don't bother looking for Volume 1. It was a vinyl 7-inch that you'll never find. And I think all the songs on that are actually on the CD. So the whole Volume 2 nonsense is just confusing to people. Don't worry about it. If you got Volume 2, you got it all. We heard the Christmas song from Carol and Mark. And at the very top of that set, we heard the Shalitas from Philadelphia, PA, from their brand new Christmas EP. We heard them covering the Ramones' Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. Yes, indeed. That last song there by Pencil Test, that was called Runaways Christmas. I don't know if you're paying attention to the lyrics. I wish you could understand the lyrics better. I can only make out about like half of them. It's pretty entertaining stuff. Of course, chronicling the days of Rodney's English Disco and the Runaways and all like that. And I thought we should play that in honor of Sandy West, who got a shout-out in the song, and, of course, who passed away recently, the original Runaways drummer. Speaking of Stylus Top Tens, the new issue of Stylus Magazine has everybody's top 10 albums of the year. And if you look in there and you look for, well, essentially the only list that matters, you'll see that clocking in at number 3 on the list is Sandy West's old lead singer. That's right, Joan Jett. You know, last week I played the Twilight Singers. I don't know. It's kind of Christmas, and I don't want to play Little Drummer Boy. I don't know that I can really get away with playing Joan Jett here on this particular show. Ah, what the heck.
She got girls all over the world. She got men every now and then. But you can't make up her mind. I'm just out of fill her time. And the only way she can wind. They say she got some other lover as well as me. They say
sing
just
it.
Sing
you all know how it goes.
It's 2 minutes, Tom.
You sang it as kids.
I know, so roll it. So just roll it.
Roll, he's rolling now.
Yeah, okay.
We three kings of Orient are.
No, if you want to wait for the beat, you know.
You just stop. No, we do it as a round.
After three, okay? We'll go one, two, three.
We three kings of Orient.
You see, stop coming. It was two.
It was a beat of three. I think we should start all together and then break off.
Okay. Why are you wearing that?
One, two, three. All together then. One, two, three.
We three kings of Orient are smoking on a rubber cigar. It was loaded, then exploded. That was the end of one king.
We three kings love of light and beams of light.
I don't know that part.
They never thought of bed. Beams of light and beams of kings. That's good enough.
I've never heard that second bit.
That's it, it's done.
Thank
This is Roger, President of the Aboriginal Student Council, and we want to invite you to the annual holiday feast this Friday, December 15th at 5 p.m. in the Bowman Center. We'll be featuring guest performances by Rain Deleron and singers from Naone. Also, for the kiddies, there'll be a special guest appearance by a certain Mr. Claus. Wink, wink. Thank you very much. See you there. Ho, ho, ho.
There's something for everyone in Winnipeg's Exchange District. The place for extraordinary gifts. Boutiques, antiques, one-of-a-kind items, high fashion, and world-class jewelry. Head to exchangedistrict.org and check out all the Exchange has to offer. While you're there, get the details on their holiday contest. Exchange the ordinary for something extraordinary in the Exchange.
From Victoria Williams, you're under the mistletoe with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Ah, yes. Ho, ho, ho. Where's my bells? Here they are. There, see? It's Christmas. Bells. Gotta have bells at Christmas. Ah, what did we just hear? I don't know. That's the problem. That's the whole problem with that last song. I don't know who that was. It's the mystery artist. It's the mystery artist on the 2006 edition of the Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. Yes, that's what you'll see. Track 12, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, mystery artist. See, this story is, I downloaded that last year about this time. And then I, you know, put it in a sock drawer and pulled it out a little while ago. And I can't remember who it was. There's no notation on the file itself. I had this thing, and I thought it was so groovy, and I wanted to put it on my disc, but I don't know who it was. Yeah. So if you know, let me know. You know? I seem to recall there's some sort of an Iggy Pop connection. It's like somebody in his band or something. I don't know. I have no idea what the connection is exactly, but I seem to recall there was one. But I really have no idea who that was. It sounded like a British accent. So you don't know. I don't know. Spinal Tap, before that, trying to do We Three Kings. Yes, indeed, that also can be found on the 2006 Reed Family Christmas Spectacular. Do you have your copy yet? If you don't, all you got to do is call me at 774-6877 and tell me you want one, and then come down and pick it up. It's that easy. Of course, there's another bonus DVD in this year's edition. Very exciting stuff. What is this year's bonus DVD? Oh, look at that. The Story of Fairy Tale of New York. Yes, indeed. It's an hour-long BBC documentary on the Pogues' big smasheroo hit. You get to see what sort of weird claymation figure that Shane McGowan has turned into over the years. It's kind of scary, but entertaining, too. So, yeah, just call me up over the course of the next 2 hours. Well, hour and a half. Well, hour and 52 minutes. Or 32 minutes, rather. Or 28 minutes. I don't know. Anyways, before 8 o'clock. Phone me before 8 o'clock. Get me a calculator for Christmas and tell me you want one of these CDs. There you go. What's next? I don't know. In the next hour of the Twang Trust, we will have the return of Mike Plume. Yes, folks, this time of year, always asking me about Mike Plume because, of course, Mike Plume has done a couple of holiday shows at the Stew Dome in years past, and people are coming up to me all the time on the streets, and they're always asking, oh, is there another holiday show? Is Mike doing another holiday show at the Stew Dome this year? No, sadly, he's not. But we do have some brand new music from him. Yes, indeed. Well, there is brand new music. One of the songs, we're going to play one song from him in a while. It's a song that's new to us. It's actually a little bit old, but it's just come into our general knowledge. But we do have brand new music from Mike tonight as well, and it's so brand new. It's in its infancy. As a matter of fact, it was recorded yesterday. Yes, yesterday. Mike Plume recorded a brand new Christmas song, and we're going to play it here on the Twang Trust, the world broadcast premiere. And who knows, maybe we'll even call Mike. We'll phone him, see if he's home, see if he'll talk to us. I don't know if he will. But regardless, we're going to hear the tunes anyways. What's next? What's next on the Twang Trust? Well, how about this here? How about we head south for a little while and get a little seasonal? You know, it's best of the year time. Everybody's making their lists, of course. Like I said earlier, mine can currently be found in the latest issue of Stylus Magazine. The only problem with it, I've changed it already. That's the thing with these lists. I can't stress the importance of these lists in the grand scheme of life as we know it. Of course, these are very important things. And, you know, I know I should iron these things out before we go to print, but things happen. You know, it's out of my hands, really. Unfortunately, the number 10 position, which is held in the magazine by Barney Bentall's Gift Horse album, a fine album, deserving of being in somebody's top 10. That's just not mine, unfortunately. There's another album that squeaked in there. I should have put it in there in the first place. I didn't. I regret it. I'm sorry. I apologize. But we'll play something from it. It's from a guy. You might have heard this on the show before. In fact, I know you have if you listen to it often enough. It's a fellow by the name of Jeffrey Dean Foster. He's got a record called Million Star Hotel, and it's a wondrous thing. And we're going to hear a song from it momentarily. But first, what the heck? Why don't we hear a Christmas song from the guy not on his album Million Star Hotel? This is something... Ask him, he'll give it to you. Maybe you'll find it on a website or something. I don't know. But this is Jeffrey Dean Foster's version of an old Robbie Robertson number called Christmas Must Be Tonight. Well, it must be in about a week and a half, anyways. Ho, ho.
swaddling, lo, the Prince of Peace. Wheels start turning, torches start burning, and behold, the wise men journey from the east. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Shepherd on a hillside, where over my flock I abide. On a cold winter night, a band of angels sing. In a dream I heard a voice said, fear not, come rejoice. It's the end of the beginning, praise the newborn King. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. I saw it with my own eyes, written up in the sky. A quiet, simple herdsman such as I. And then it came to pass, he was born at last, right below the star that shines on high. How a little baby boy could bring the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. Must be tonight.
Christmas from Jeffrey Dean Foster. You're under the mistletoe with the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Left his mark.
shines on you is from a dying star. The star has been dead a billion years. Now it's shining off your car to light your way.
Hi, this is Will Rigby, formerly of the DBs, now of Steve Earle and the Dukes, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, yeah. What do you know? The DBs. And I believe Will Rigby is, in fact, on there. Yes, the DBs have been doing a bit of reforming of late. Not in a full-time mode, but they're doing something anyways. They've recorded a few new things. Including that thing, which is on a re-expanded, re-released, deluxified version of Chris Stamey's album Christmas Time. Originally, it was called Christmas Time. Here's the chronologicalness to this whole thing, if you got a while. Originally, let me pull up my little map here that gives me actual dates and stuff. In 1986, this thing called Christmas Time was released as a 7-track vinyl mini album. Then, in 1993, it was expanded to a 17-song CD. And then here we are in 2006, and Chris decided it needed another 7 songs stuck on there, and he re-released it again on CD, and now Christmas Time is called It's Christmas Time Again. And what do you know? He's put 7 more songs on it, and that was one of them. The DBs, along with fiddler extraordinaire Caitlin Carey in the background there. Did you hear? She was in there. Caitlin Carey, of course, one-time member, current member of the salt, twangy, country folky, super groupy, known as Tre Chicas. Yes, indeed. And you know what? There was another Tre Chica, or Un Chica, in the song before that. Yes, Jeffrey Dean Foster from his album Million Star Hotel, holding down the proper number 10 spot on the only list that matters for this fine year. Million Star Hotel, we heard from the album The Summer of the Son of Sam, and that featured vocals from Tre Chica herself, Lynn Blakey. Yeah, how about that, huh? And all these folks are all down south, they're all in the Winston-Salem area, and it all just makes lovely sense, doesn't it? Yes, Jeffrey Dean Foster doing a cover of the band's Christmas Must Be Tonight at the top of that set. Let's stay with this album for a while, won't we? It's Christmas Time Again. Well, another one of these new songs on here. Now, I'm not sure what the deal on this is. I don't have proper liner notes, so I don't know when this thing was recorded. Now, some of these songs on here are like old songs. Like, for instance, they got Big Star on here with doing Jesus Christ, which is from, like, what, the second Big Star album, for Pete's sake? Or the first one, even. I forget which. But yeah, it is. It's like, you know, 1970s recording. And then you got brand new stuff, you know, next to it. So I'm not sure where this particular song falls. It's a song by Caitlin Carey's old combo, little outfit you might remember, called Whiskey Town. Now, this song was on Whiskey Town's second album, Stranger's Almanac. I don't know if this is the exact version that was on there or if this is like a demo thing or exactly what. I don't know. I'll have to compare the two, I guess. But for now, we'll go with the one that's from this It's Christmas Time album, and we'll assume it's something slightly unique. I don't know. Who knows? It's the same song anyways. It's a little thing called Houses on the Hill. Christmas content is you got to listen. You got to listen to really pick it up. Of course, this is Ryan Adams. Little outfit. This is how he started, and boy, he's if you've heard any of the 12 or so new albums you can hear on his website, you'll know he's deteriorated badly. He's a fine fella, but boy, he's hard to care about these days. I tell you, he's written some amazing songs earlier in his career, and I don't know what he's doing these days. I don't know. It's, you know, I mean, and he still tosses off the occasional brilliant gem, but with all this other dreck that he does, it's just hard to care, you know? But we'll hear some stuff from when we did care. Yes, indeed. This is Whiskey Town from the Chris Stamey and Friends album, It's Christmas Time Again, and a little number called Houses on the Hill. Thank you.
I found a bunch of letters. They were written for the fellow who broke your mama's heart. In the envelope folds smelled of her ancient perfume. And I'll bet she didn't know how to respond before the blankets of snow called him out wandering alone, no place to go. There were stars in the sky, there were houses on the hill, and there were bottles of pills that were easy to buy. Keep her warm from the oncoming storm. I found him in the northwest corner of the attic in a box labeled tinsel and lights. Didn't know what I was looking for, maybe just a blanket or artifacts. And Eisenhower sent him to war. He kept her picture in his pocket that was closest to his heart, and when he hit shore, must have been a target for the gunman. There were stars in the sky, there were bunkers on the hill, and there were caskets to fill where he would lie, shrouded in the red, white, and blue with stripes. There were stars in the sky, there were houses on the hill, and there were pills that were easy to buy. Keep her warm from the oncoming storm.
Brian Adams. From Love is Hell Part 2. You can find that pretty much all on one disc now, though. But originally they broke it up because I don't know why. It was goofy. I don't know. It's Ryan Adams. Before that, more Ryan Adams from a promo-only 45, vinyl 45 originally, called Hey Parker, It's Christmas Time. Yeah, that's what it was called. And starting it off with Ryan in Days Gone By with his pals in Whiskeytown, back when they were hanging out in North Carolina. Ah, the good old days. Houses on the Hill. You can find it on their Stranger's Almanac album, or you can find it on the new deluxified 2006 edition of Chris Stamey and Friends, It's Christmas Time Again. Yes, indeed. There, that's what you can do. Next, we are, well, we're late. We're late for a very important entertainment guide. Heavens to Betsy.
CKW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKW Friends card.
Yes, indeed. Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for your Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, what exactly is going on? Well, let's see what's happening over at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Why don't we? Oh, let's see, tomorrow night, Dan Frechette and Half Grassed will be performing for your entertainment purposes. Friday, Little Miss Higgins and Righteous Ike, and Saturday is Stony Point. That's all at Times Change High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Friday, December 15th, it's the Ho 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 Holiday Show with J.P. Ho and the Truly Richards at the King's Head. Also happening Friday, CKW presents Sideline Productions' 2nd anniversary with Six City, Port Amoral, Subcity Dwellers, and the Knockarounds. That's happening at the West End Cultural Center Friday night. Tickets available at Skate and Into the Music. And also, please bring a canned good for Winnipeg Harvest with you that night. It's the Christmassy thing to do, don't you know? Let's see, what else is going on? This Saturday, December 16th, at the Forbidden Flavors Coffee Shop, that's 851 Cavalier Drive, it's the Dib Band. Yes, Twang Trust Faithful, the Dib Band. One of them dibs is Twang Trust Faithful. Anyways, you should go check them out at the Forbidden Flavors Coffee Shop this Saturday at 8 p.m. Yes, indeed. Next Friday, December 22nd, CKW presents the Winter Solstice Element Circus Celebration at the Pyramid Cabaret, featuring Absinthe Sound, Mahogany Frog, Ham, and Sortie Reel. Doors at 8:30, and tickets are $10 with costume or $12 without. That makes no sense. Who'd wear a costume? I don't know. They're available at Ragpickers, these tickets are. And for more info, you can go to www.theabsentsound.com. Yeah. What else we got to tell you about? Oh, hey, Friday, December 29th, the Hazy Pilgrims with guests at the Collective Cabaret on Osborne Street. We may well hear the Hazy Pilgrims before this night is over. You are hep to the Hazy Pilgrims, aren't you? Winnipeg's only rock and roll band? Yeah. A couple of interesting New Year's Eve celebrations coming up. That's on New Year's Eve. Yes, both of these things happening, actually. Times change, New Year's. You can go see our old pals Nathan, along with Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices, and more. more. Surprise guests galore. $20 gets you in to Times Change for New Year's. Or you can go down to King's Head Pub and see the Windups and JFK and the Conspirators. $7 in advance, $10 at the door for that one. Saturday, January 20th, the Tragically Hip are going to be closing the show for the Sadies at MTS Center. Yes, the Sadies, Saturday, January 20th at MTS Center. And Tuesday, January 23rd at the West End Cultural Center, it's Mr. Matt Mays. Yes, indeed. Coming back doing his weird thing that he's doing these days. Friday, January 26th, the Western States CD release and bake sale at the West End Cultural Center. And that's also where you will find Mr. Tim O'Brien on Thursday, February 8th. Yes, indeed. We got a Tim O'Brien Christmas song that's really happening. I don't know if we'll fit it in this week. We may have to wait for next week, but it's a great one. Let's see. And Monday, March 19th. That's next year, you know, but it's coming up sooner than you think. March 19th at the Centennial Concert Hall, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark. Wow. And I think that's going to do it for this here entertainment guide. If you'd like your event placed here, well, ask Santa. You never know. You might get lucky. And now this noise goes on for approximately 10 more seconds. Can you stand this noise for another 10 seconds? Well, it's more like 4 seconds now. It'll be up before you know it. There you go.
Wow. We said, what do you think? And you told us, with all the spirited energy Manitobans are famous for. We asked how you liked it here, and you were all, yeah, quality of life, affordability, opportunity, it's all good. Or very good, according to most of the 2,800 of you who did the We Listen, You Listen survey. See the results online at spiritedenergy.ca, and you can still tell us what you think. But don't just tell us, tell everyone, because that's what this is about. Manitoba Spirited Energy, it's yours.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.